The 2003 Sundance Film Festival is jamming the streets, hotels, and movie theaters of Park City, Utah. Through the years, Sundance has remained remarkably true to its original purpose, providing an important marketplace for independent films. A lot of hot films arrive with distributors and buzz attached, but it's still a place where an unknown film can become a hit. An example is Better Luck Tomorrow, which picked up a distributor at last year's festival and is set for theatrical release next month. From member station KPBS, Beth Accomando reports.
Film festivals have become a necessity for young filmmakers like Justin Lin. For him, Sundance was so important that he planned the production schedule for his feature debut around the festival's submission deadline.
So we went into production around February, and we were able to finish just in time for submission in September. You know, you hear numbers like 1,000 films overall are submitted to the Sundance Film Festival each year, and only 16 get into the competition.
Lin got the call that Better Luck Tomorrow made it into the Sundance Sweet 16 the Wednesday before Thanksgiving 2001. The selections were announced in the trades, and the Monday after, his phone started ringing. Lin says he felt like a college basketball player being courted by the NBA.
It was definitely overwhelming. Everybody from studio execs to acquisition people to producers reps, you know, lawyers, you know, managers, everybody is calling you.
When people found out that he was a Lakers fan, they started taking him to all of the home games. None of them had seen his film yet.
This was the exact same film we had a week ago. But for some reason, you know, the fact that we couldn't get any phone calls returned a month ago, now everybody's calling me. I knew that, you know, that's just part of the game. And from there, it literally was just 2 months of just talking and going to lunches. And it was good because, we were starving because we ran out of money. So it was good to get free meals.
All of this was more than a month before he even got to Sundance. Lin took out a loan to pay for posters, T-shirts, hats, and buttons promoting Better Luck Tomorrow. In the same way that the cast and crew had come together to make the film happen, producer and co-writer Ernesto Ferranda says he, Lin, and 30 actors, techs, and friends descended on Park City, Utah.
You know, the advice that we got was just let everybody know that we're out there, be visible. Be always out in the streets flyering and handing out hats and handing out T-shirts. And even the actors are posting up our posters.
It didn't take them long, says Lin, to realize that dozens of other filmmakers were doing the very same thing.
Basically, you have a lifespan of about 5 to 10 minutes. I mean, we literally would be covering all the streets and you go back to where you started and your poster's already been plastered over.
Lin went to meetings, and producer Ferranda coordinated actors' schedules for photo ops and interviews. But still, the focus was not on the film and the story it tells of affluent Asian-American teens with a bent for crime in Orange County.
It started with a pack of baseball cards, and then it snowballed. I guess it just felt good to do things that I couldn't put on my college application. Besides, it was suburbia. We had nothing better to do. Our straight A's were our alibis, our passports to freedom. Going to a study group would get us out of the house until 4 in the morning. As long as our grades were there, we were trusted. We had it all. Well, almost.
Better Luck Tomorrow screened twice at Sundance, and nothing happened. At the third screening, film critic Roger Ebert was in the audience.
Well, I sat there in the theater, and I saw what I thought was an extraordinary film. And afterwards, there was quite an enthusiastic response. But one guy stood up, and he said that Justin Lin should be ashamed of himself for painting such a negative portrait of his people.
Ebert's response was caught on tape and eventually included in a documentary about the making of Better Luck Tomorrow.
I was on a panel today with Chris Hare, the Native American director, and he said that for a long time his people, American Indians, had always had to play some kind of a function, like they were the source of spirituality. And what I find very offensive and condescending about your statement is nobody would say to a bunch of white filmmakers, how could you do this to your people? Yes, film has the right to be about these people, and Asian American characters have the right to be whoever the hell they want to be. They do not have to represent their people.
you know, within 10 minutes that the news spread everywhere and everyone knew what Better Luck Tomorrow, they knew that it was a film that they had to see. So that was good for us.
Justin Lin's Better Luck Tomorrow finally had the momentum that Roger Ebert says a film needs to pull away from the pack.
You go in there and there are probably 150 films that are being screened during the course of those 9 or 10 days. Some of them are never seen again or ever find distribution. Others create such a positive word of mouth and such a strong audience response that distributors are emboldened to buy them. And I think with Better Luck Tomorrow, it seems to me that the audience was so positive about that film, and it was such a good film, and the reviews were so good, that it got distribution out of Sundance. You know, otherwise, people might have said, well, you know, maybe there'll be controversy over this film, and we don't want to get close to it.
But Michael Cole was more than eager to get close. Cole is vice president of MTV Films.
We welcome controversy if it promotes discussion and delving into issues that people aren't normally talking about. Better Luck Tomorrow fits our mission statement to a T. I mean, the Asian American viewpoint has not been seen by a wide audience in America. And at the same time, it is that, it's the uniqueness that makes it what it is, because frankly, if it was a story about four white guys growing up and the things that go on, it wouldn't have really excited me very much, because it wouldn't have been as groundbreaking as what this is.
Cole felt so confident about Better Luck Tomorrow that MTV Films, which had produced Beavis and Butthead, Jackass the Movie, and Election, closed a deal to distribute the film just before last year's Sundance wrapped. The deal has allowed Lin to make changes in the film and pay off some debts.
You have a lot of debts. I had six-figure debts. And also, you know, when you strike deals, usually you have investors that come in, and it's great that they're going to come, you know, they're going to break even plus profit. And that's always good for future relationships. But the reality is that, you know, I've proven myself as a filmmaker. But now, you know, I want to get paid the next time I make a film before we shoot the film, you know. And that's a whole new different world. And I figure you better just work hard while people are still taking your calls, you know.
So far, Justin Lin has parlayed his Sundance success into a deal to direct a feature for MTV Films. He says he's talking with Fox 2000 about a project, and he's established his own production company. Audiences across the country will finally get to see Better Luck Tomorrow, a year after it got lucky at Sundance. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando in San Diego.